Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Christine. Our top local story. California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris, as you heard, is dropping out of the presidential race. KNX 1070's Emily Valdez has a live report.
Yeah, Harris made the announcement this morning. She says she can't continue because she just doesn't have the financial resources. She's not a billionaire, and she said it's getting harder to raise campaign money. In the Real Clear Politics poll, the latest one, she's sixth in the running. She's fallen behind newcomer Michael Bloomberg. Bob Shrum is a USC political analyst and Democratic strategist.
Her real fundamental problem was that she never had a message that connected with voters. I can prosecute Donald Trump wasn't enough.
Harris says, although she's no longer running for president, she's still going to do everything in her power to defeat Donald Trump. Trump says she could still be chosen for a vice presidential running mate.
She certainly would be on anyone's list. And I mean, I think when we get to the point where the Democrats have a nominee, I would be stunned if she was not one of the people who was interviewed. And I would not be surprised if she were picked.
So for now, Harris will remain California's junior senator. Her term ends in 2020. Rob?
Thanks, Emily. San Diego Congressman Duncan Hunter facing several years in prison. Within the past hour, he pleaded guilty to misusing campaign money for personal expenses. Live now to KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Congressman Hunter has only said that he's failed to properly monitor campaign funds, but federal prosecutors just a bit ago in San Diego outside federal court, they say his guilty plea today was much more than that.
This is not a case of accounting mistakes or a failure to keep tabs on what other people were doing. Congressman Hunter himself misappropriated campaign funds for his own use and enjoyment and the use and enjoyment of his family for the course of several years, from 2010 through 2016.
Prosecutors say that Hunter and his wife Margaret spent $250,000 in campaign donations on everything from luxury vacations to groceries to dental bills.
The maximum sentence that the court can impose is 5 years. It's unclear now and will be unclear until we see all of the papers that are filed in here, what we will ask for.
Now, you might remember back in June, Margaret Hunter pleaded guilty to conspiracy, agreed to testify against her husband. Sentencing for Congressman Hunter now set for mid-March. He's not running for re-election, and he is expected to resign. Rob, back to you.
A state assembly committee hearing on L.A. County homelessness is underway in downtown L.A.'s Skid Row. Let's take you there live. Here's KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
The topic of discussion today really is the need for urgent action and solutions to address the homelessness crisis. Skid Row, of course, has long been considered ground zero for the problem, but anyone who lives in the city of L.A. knows that this crisis has stretched well beyond its borders.
What we hope to accomplish today is a better coordination of efforts. We want to know what is working and what is not working. And I think it's fair to say that we just can't throw money at the problem. For decades now and decades, we've had policies that have resulted in more people living on the streets. And I think it's fair to say now that the policies of yesterday are failing us today.
That is Assemblymember Miguel Santiago. He chairs this select committee.
While the city has invested enormous amounts of resources, the county has stepped up and invested resources, the state, we've now invested resources, yet the problem got worse. So what we're looking at is not an exercise in pointing fingers, but an exercise in trying to figure out how to better collaborate with the dollars that we have, break down old paradigms, and look at new ways of doing things.
As of the last homeless count in Los Angeles County, there were nearly 60,000 homeless people. Reporting live in downtown L.A. at Skid Row, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A threat to a high school in Costa Mesa has ended with two arrests.
The threat popped up on Instagram. Someone pictured holding what looked like a gun. The captions threatened Estancia High in Costa Mesa. Fewer than 24 hours after police were made aware of that post, arrests have been made.
Female juvenile and also a male adult, and we confiscated that what appears to be a weapon. It's actually a BB gun.
The adult is 18. The girl said to be a student at the school. While the threat was being investigated, additional police patrols were assigned to the school and general area. Classes went on as scheduled without interruption. Police say as a result of the arrest, there is no longer a threat. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LA City Council's made history today, electing its first Latina president, Nuria Martinez. She was the choice of outgoing council president Herb Wesson, who has stepped down to run for the county supervisor seat that Mark Ridley Thomas is vacating because of term limits. Martinez represents the city's 6th district in the San Fernando Valley. The State Public Utilities Commission is expected to say no later this month to pleas by SoCal Edison and California's two other big utilities to let them raise rates. The companies argue they need greater profit margins to reassure investors spooked by wildfire liability costs. But the head of consumer watchdog Jamie Court tells KNX that the utilities have already benefited from a new law passed by state lawmakers to protect them.
This is double dipping to get $20 billion out of the ratepayers through the legislature this summer and then come back in the fall and say, hey, we want a bigger rate of return too. You can't have that type of greed in this industry. These are regulated monopolies.
Madison spokesman says the company is still assessing the latest information from the PUC. State regulators are blasting PG&E, saying its inspections of power lines and other equipment in Northern California were inadequate and missed some serious problems. Utilities blamed for the Camp Fire last year, which killed 85 people and destroyed more than 14,000 homes. In a nearly 700-page report, the Public Utilities Commission says the company violated a dozen state safety rules and regulations and failed to maintain an effective inspection and maintenance program.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.